I step outside and close my front door. Out of habit, I examine it quickly from top to bottom. My shoulders relax. The green paint is covered in tiny cracks, but there's no writing sprayed on it today. No excrement wiped across or pushed into the keyhole. The door's been free of graffiti for nearly 18 months. But it won't stay that way for long. It was always the same words. Murderer. Get out. Scum. It was like they thought I did it. I used to wait till after dark before taking a scrubbing brush to it. There was hardly anyone around at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't have to be up early for anything. I still don't, well, except for Wednesdays. I don't know why we settled on Wednesdays. I suppose it's because it was my day off when I worked at the... No. There's no point thinking about that. My other life. The clouds are grey and heavy and it's raining. I like it best this way. People have their heads down or under umbrellas. I open mine and catch sight of the bit of tinsel lingering in the inside corner of next door's window. It's been there for over a month. Don't they know it's unlucky? Though I don't believe in luck. My mother used to be superstitious. No new shoes on the table, no passing anyone on the stairs. For years after she died, I imagined what she'd say to me. You can't become a single mother, Erica. What would the neighbours think of you? Or a job in a supermarket, Erica. I pictured you doing so much more. I expect it's for the best that she passed before my Craig was born. Then me being a single parent would have been the least of her worries. I wait at the bus stop in the rain, as a shelter has long since been destroyed by vandals. A car splashes me, driving through the small lake of a puddle near the curb. I forgot to step out of the way. I need to concentrate. Stop daydreaming. I'm sure drivers take great delight in drenching pedestrians these days. I try not to take it personally. Not everyone knows who I am. I'm soaked to the skin, but it'll dry on the bus. They're always too hot when it's raining. All the windows will be closed. At last the bus pulls in. I step on into the sweaty warmth. The bus station... 180, the driver says. Why is it always him? I pull the coins out of my purse one at a time, placing them slowly on the money tray. He doesn't even look at me. He's staring out of the window. I grab the handles as I walk down the aisle, trying to stay upright as the bus sets off. There's someone in my usual seat, two from the back. So I sit on one of the middle ones, next to the steamed-up window. I smile a little as I picture Craig as a child, drawing silly faces in the condensation. My heart drops when I remember where I'm going. I wipe the memory from the window with the palm of my hand. I like to see outside anyway. I take my magazine out of my handbag and try to focus on the words. It's one of those real-life magazines. All problems are relative. I don't recall where I read that, but it's true. It helps to read about other people's lives. It's good to feel a connection, even if it's a distant one. Like on my forum, Prison Connect. Families of prisoners from all over the world can talk in a safe space. I've been on it so long, I'm a moderator now. I've never told Craig about it. He wouldn't like being talked about by strangers, though he must be used to it by now. The bus stops at the traffic lights. I look out at the bakery on the corner. It used to be the pet shop, must be nearly 30 years ago now. We'd look at the kittens and the rabbits in the window on a Saturday morning on our way to Quicksave. Craig always felt sorry for them. Can we take them all home, Mummy? He said every week. It's not fair they're stuck in there all day. It's like he knew where he'd end up.